Texte numéro 18. Autolib, the new car sharing scheme that could put Paris streets ahead. Et voilà. From the country that gave us the Vélib, say bonjour to the electric blue car. Hot on the wheels of Paris's self-service bicycle scheme comes Autolib, a car sharing idea that the city claims is a world first. By 2013, officials hope to have around 5,000 blue cars zipping around Paris, cutting noise and air pollution and discouraging car ownership. On a sunny Sunday on the Avenue Trudaine, a curious crowd gather around a line of blue cars brought in for a two-month trial. Bemused diners at a nearby café watch the electric cars, which are not actually blue but unpainted aluminium, nipping up and down the street. There are no complaints about fumes or noise because neither exist. Annick Le Petit, in charge of transport at City Hall, praises the vision of Bertrand Delanoë, the socialist mayor, who devised both Autolib and its two-wheeled forerunner. Owning your own car, says Le Petit, is just so passé. Private cars are expensive and people are using them less and less in cities, she said. We're moving into another culture, the culture of car sharing. It's the same principle as Vélib. You use the car, leave it, and that's it. Simple. The enthusiasm from Le Petit continued. I've driven one and they're better than good. They're incredible. They're ecological and economical. It's a real revolution and I can see it being copied in other cities. So far, so self-congratulatory. But not everyone is convinced. I've lived here for 30 years and nobody asked us if we wanted this, said an angry local. Is that what you call democracy? Billionaire industrialist Vincent Bolloré, whose company has reportedly invested 1 billion euros in the blue car and is making the special batteries to power it, is also a friend of President Nicolas Sarkozy. This is all about friends with friends, mutters the unhappy passerby. The vehicle has been described as a bubble car, but looks more like the smart car's bigger brother. It was designed by the Italian firm that makes Ferraris. But that's where the similarity ends. The blue car has four seats, a tiny boot, and an automatic gearbox. Plug it in for 8 hours, and it will go from 0 to 100 kilometres per hour in 6.7 seconds, with a top speed of 130 kilometres per hour. It'll last for around 250 kilometres per charge. It also boasts a GPS to stop drivers getting lost. Before hiring a car, drivers must register at Autolib's office or kiosks located near pickup stations. A driving licence, ID card and credit card is required, along with a returnable deposit. Users will be able to sign up for daily, weekly or annual membership, and prices range from 10 to 144 euros for a year, depending on the length of time the car is used. Adapted from Guardian.co.uk, October 2011.